From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A Bangladesh army official says 20 civilians were killed in a militant attack at an upscale restaurant popular with foreigners in the capital, Dhaka. Earlier, commandos had rescued at least 13 hostages, killed six militants after storming the restaurant where suspected Islamic State militants late Friday took as many as 35 hostages, including several foreigners. Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina said she was pleased the operation against the terrorists took less than 10 hours to resolve and that 13 hostages were saved. Militants attacked the restaurant late on Friday. Islamic State did claim responsibility for that attack, but that has not been confirmed. Also in the news, the White House has released a report on civilians killed in drone strikes outside of conflict zones, saying between 64 and 116 civilians were killed between the years 2009 and 2015. Outside groups estimate much larger numbers. The government of Afghanistan says the ongoing insurgency is taking an increasing toll on civilians' lives, with deaths and injuries across the country. Afghan security forces have recently released the use of air power against insurgents, but Afghan leaders have asked the country's security authorities to exercise extreme precautions to protect and avoid civilian casualties. A deadly strike in Kunduz left 42 dead last year. This is VOA News. Turkey is sending a giant shipment today of humanitarian aid to Gaza days after reaching a deal to normalize relations with Israel. The rapprochement and subsequent aid to Gaza comes as Gaza grapples with high unemployment and a fragile infrastructure. Turkish Prime President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has been sensitive to the situation in Gaza, which since 2007 has been governed by Hamas, Muslim religious party very much like his own AKP party. Relations between Israel and Turkey, which was once Israel's only Muslim ally, crumbled after Israeli Marines stormed an aid ship in May of 2010 to enforce a naval blockade of Gaza and killed 10 Turkish activists who were on board. Australians voted today in large numbers in a close federal election where the country is deciding whether minor parties will overthrow the incumbent government of the Labor Party, led by Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull, who spoke to supporters going into the vote.
We, as candidates, put our faith in the wisdom of the Australian people, and we ask them to vote for their future, for our future, because if we stick together, and if we stick to our plan, our future will be brighter than ever before.
Opposition Labor leader Bill Shorten said the Prime Minister is a weak leader, just like his besieged British counterpart. Britain's decision to leave the European Union has created great anxiety in Australia, and political leaders there have put economic security at the heart of their election campaigns. As Hong Kong marks 19 years since its handover from Britain to China, a new poll is indicating the collective sense of pride as Chinese citizens and feelings about Beijing's policies toward the city have plunged to all-time lows. Hong Kong media pundits have suggested that many Hong Kong residents are angry that Beijing denied their right to elect a Hong Kong leader and that Beijing has failed to respect the one-country, two-party system. U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch says she plans to accept the recommendations of career employees and federal agents looking into Democratic Party presidential candidate Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server during her time as Secretary of State. Legal experts have said they do not expect any criminal charges to be filed against Clinton. Lynch has again insisted that a 30-minute conversation she had with Mrs. Clinton's husband, former President Bill Clinton, was primarily social when the two met in Phoenix. Some have said that Lynch should not have met with Mr. Clinton in light of the email investigation.
That's the latest world news from VOA.